and I own four properties in this resort. So I was at the planning and zoning meeting as well and brought up the concern about the difference between R2 and R3, which I learned the difference in that meeting because I didn't know it beforehand. And I was adamantly opposed to the R3. I want to thank you all for listening to us today. I want to thank Blue Green for your reconsideration to an R2. I am neither opposed nor for an R2 rating, but I'm certainly I'm not opposed to it. I'm definitely opposed to an R3. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. Megan McGuire. I live at 768 Lakeview in Ridgedale. And I'm also the secretary of the Oakmont Community Improvement Board. And as a board, we put together a letter for the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as for you all at the Taney County Commission and just wanted to express our overall concerns about more of the regional development in the area. You've heard this over and over and over again. I won't go into a lot of detail. But, you know, we just continue to have the residential community out there to be burdened by overuse of the natural resources. And if the water and sewer come through, as they say, that seems to ease the concern about water well issues and that issue in the residential area. But we continue to be overburdened with the noise, pollution, and traffic, as has been expressed by a number of people in this area. So I've got a letter that I'd like to put on file with the commission, the same as we did with that, and talk about the just more just the pristine, native, and fragile environment that we continue to kind of clear cut and burden that residential community in the area and put be on file from the board's perspective with that continued insight. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Do we have anyone else that wishes to speak at this time? Seeing none, petitioner, you want to stand up and address any issues or questions that were brought up?
No, the only item I wanted to bring up with the expansion of Highway 86, that'll reduce the number of entrances into the resort. Currently, the plan would be the like Devil's Pool Road that you come out of Big Cedar right now, there would be a new entrance that would come across the road and you'd enter into the resort now. So it actually reduced the number of entrances into the property to help from a traffic standpoint.
And say that again. You're saying that the entrance would be where now? Currently they come off of 86.
They'll still exit off of 86, but it'll be further down, closer to the entrance of Big Cedar Lodges Road.
There'll just be some realignment there, okay.
Yeah, just farther down, and there's currently two entrances in. It'll be reduced down to one.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You can't get in and out of Devil's Pool now.
You're saying you will know Devil's Pool entrance will no longer be there.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you would turn left into the resort. If you were coming from
65.
Highway 65, which you do now, it would just be closer up to 65, 150 yards, 200
that
yards, in that general vicinity. But that
you can't get in now. That will pull.
I think that those issues are being addressed with
by
the state level, so and with the county's input because of it being a county road. But yes, you're right. There's
every other car is a Big Cedar car.
The one thing you brought up was people walking the trails. You want them to be able to use the this is a problem not just with your property, but obviously other properties in that area that are the nightly rental. They think that that whole area is a resort area. It's not. And so there was actually some people that was walking running with a jogger, and they had a baby in the jogger on Jones Road. Probably one of the most dangerous roads for pedestrians because of the up and down and the curves. Full disclosure, I actually said, hey, this isn't a safe road. And she goes, yeah, I found that out. I'm going back to the resort, and I'm not getting off of it again. I don't know if she did or not, because the next day I saw them on Jones Road. But the point is how do we make sure that we protect the visitors that aren't familiar with the area? How do we keep them from thinking that it's a resort area when it's not, outside of those boundaries? And how do we make sure that the citizens that live up and down these roads, whether it be there or other places, don't have to live with something happening, unfortunately, if it were to happen, they have to live with it for the rest of their lives because somebody's dumb enough to be out there on roads that they shouldn't be out there as pedestrians. So how do we, with this specific property, how do we make sure we stay on your property and then not go off those paths?
Well, and
that may not be a fair question to you,
but
that is a legitimate and serious concern,
yeah,
whether it be up and down. And I know you represent Blue-Green, but those same concerns have been addressed within Big Cedar. How do we make sure that's done elsewhere throughout the county?
Absolutely. The one thing for most of the resort with the green space and the terrain, most of the resort is going to be away from Jones Road, and the terrain would generally keep them away from that. The one area would be Friend Drive at the bottom, mm-hmm. and all of those are nightly rental except for one. We have one in there, so we don't have any direct control over that, but we do have the common area bridge that potentially could be an area for signage to try to help with that, because that we do have some signage there now that could be updated to, from a safety standpoint. And the other is, if we do really cool walking trails within the resort, we can entice people away from that area over that way. But that's a very good point for that.
There's concerns for safety of the visitors and long-term for the current residents.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
So what is the total number of units that are in there right now? You said it earlier.
I believe it's 73 total currently, and of that, 18 are ours.
But how many more could you do? So right now it's nightly rental in R1. How many more could you put in there?
We don't have an answer to that. And that all goes to the – we would be
with limited terrain and everything else.
I have not figured that out.
How many acres is it total, do you know?
It's about 65 acres. But with that, we're going to have easements that we've got to deal with. And, again, we're going to need a lot of green space to make it a viable resort for our owners to enjoy. And if you can just picture, like, the Wilderness Club that's next to Big Cedar's got Table Rock Lake, and we have all the amenities at Big Cedar Lodge that we can share out. At Long Creek, we've got Camp Long Creek there, and at Paradise Point, we've put in, you know, several pools and walking trails there. So from an experiential standpoint, it's going to really dictate a lot, because that's what our owners expect.
So for 65 acres, we're not taking out the commercial.
Yeah,
I mean, we're just saying this is a blank slate, 8,000 square foot per structure, because we have sewer. It'd be 353
yeah.
So structures.
They could currently do 353 structures as it is.
Right.
If it was just a completely flat piece of property.
Right. Yeah,
and I'm assuming that's nowhere near what...
Oh, not now.
Well, I heard you say that you wanted to keep them spaced out, have the green space, so I don't think filling
and,
it up.
And there's a lot of elevation drop in that resort, which is actually adds to the coolness factor of views. And
any other questions?
You have anything else?
The one concern I heard from you, sir, was R3, because it gives them carte blanche. They can do whatever they
exactly.
want.
You can put a Big Cedar type building in there.
Right. And with R3.
Correct.
But he's actually not even requesting that.
The formal request is R3, but I think that they would allow, they would be, the true request in front of us right now is R2.
Yes.
And just to your point, so the planning and zoning doesn't have the authority to change what the request is, the commission does. So that would be the reasons to not go through the process again.
Okay. If we have no further, then
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Do you guys have anything else?
Heard everything.
So all of the on that order number, does that list all of the? Do you want the resolution number or the order number?
Order number.
And does the order number automatically include all of those parcels? Yes, yes. It does.
They're listed.
It does. Okay. See, it works as the exhibit A.
Yep.
Okay. Move to approve order number 07-17-2023-04 with the change of R3 to R2, allowing the overall change from NR1 single family nightly rental district to an R2 residential district.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Now we can start the commission.
There yet?
Oh, yeah, just turn the button there. Screen.
It's 12:56. We're going to take about a 5-minute recess. I've got to get a drink right here. So,
on